food news, Connecticut restaurants. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, Tuesdays in the feed, we talk food with our friend Alex from CT Food Girly. You can always follow her on Instagram at CT Food Girly. She's got the best sort of pictures and places to go to eat here in Connecticut. And this week, with all the sports starting up with kids, with baseball and soccer and all the spring stuff starting up, I thought it would be cool to figure out which places to go to bring the team. You know, you go after a game, a win or a loss, and get some yummy food.
Yeah, absolutely. I coach North Haven High School's women's lacrosse team, and I would take them to a couple of these places. So I'm going to start first in New Haven, and there is a restaurant called Next Door. It's right on Humphrey Street. This is a perfect spot if you want to come in right after the game. You could do a bunch of pizzas, salads. There's Fox and Park. Get that for the table. Next Door is easy. It's quick. It's not expensive, and they can definitely seat the whole team in their restaurant, too. It's actually the same pizza from the Big Green Pizza Truck. I love their mashed potato pie. They have house pies for everyone. This is a great one for the team. Next one is Super Duper Weenie in Fairfield. If you want to take the team to a classic American meal, add Super Duper Weenie to the list. This one is located in Fairfield. They serve hot dogs, split and grilled, with homemade relishes, a bunch of toppings. Also do fresh cut fries, cheese steaks, veggie burgers, hamburgers. You can order from their list of specialty hot dogs or create your own combo.
That's the best. I love their hot dogs. And that's such a great one for after, especially like a baseball game or softball game with the hot dogs.
It's perfect. And the team can sit outside. There's benches out there for everybody.
Nice.
Another great one is Lenny and Joe's in Madison. There's also a second location of Lenny and Joe's in Westbrook. They offer outdoor picnic area. There's also an indoor waitress service. They can definitely accommodate that other bigger team group, especially if you choose to stay outside to enjoy your seafood. Lenny and Joe's has milkshakes, a full kids menu, burgers, hot dogs, fried chicken, clam strips, fresh cod platters. There's something for everyone there. And when they're done, everyone can go to the ice cream stand right by Lenny and Joe's.
Mm.
The last one is one of my favorites. It's Glenwood in Hamden. And it's a drive-in, old school. It's been around for over 65 years. And you can't go wrong if you bring the team here. Glenwood's menu has hamburgers, hot dogs, grilled cheese, chicken fingers, cheese fries, onion rings, everything that tastes delicious there. There's plenty of seating inside. You might just need to take over a couple of tables. And then Glenwood is connected to Kelly's Cone Connection right next door. Kelly serves a huge array of ice cream flavors, so that's perfect for the team to end their night.
Nice. That's great. I mean, some of my favorite memories when I played Little League as a kid is going out for either ice cream or food after the game. So these are some great spots for people to do that.
Yeah. Sometimes going out after the game is better than actually playing in the game.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. A reward. Something to look forward to. All right. Awesome. Thank you so much, Alex. We'll talk to you next week.
Of course. Thanks, Kevin.